Welcome to Eternal Good News. This is Germaine. There was a man who persecuted Christians, putting them in prison. He even helped to kill a Christian. He thought that Jesus was not the Son of God. Then one day, as he traveled to arrest Christians, Jesus met him. Jesus said to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Jesus spoke to Saul. Then Saul knew that Jesus is the Son of God and has been raised from the dead. Saul believed. Saul repented. He prayed and fasted for 3 days. He knew that he had sinned greatly against God. A Christian by the name of Ananias was sent to Saul and said to him, "And now why do you delay? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins," calling on his name. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. If you have been persecuting Christians, then you need to do as Saul did. He turned from his sin, repented, and was baptized into Christ. He spent the rest of his life serving Christ as his King and Lord and Savior. When Saul was beheaded by the Romans, he went to be with Christ in heaven. People persecute Christians even today. Why do they do this? Oh, how foolish it is for them to fight against God. Persecutors really fight against themselves. They are doing the most damage to themselves eternally. They will die, and on the day of judgment they will meet the Christ, the Son of God, whom they have fought against. Then it will be too late for them to repent. They will be sentenced to everlasting punishment in hell. The time for persecutors to change is right now, while they can. It is a great sin to persecute Christians, the people of God. Yes, God allows his people to suffer and to be persecuted. Those who persecute God's people are able to do it now, but the time will come when they will be greatly punished for their sins. Government officials, judges, lawyers, police, soldiers, teachers, and prison keepers, all who persecute the followers of Christ will meet Christ and his anger and his wrath on the day of judgment. Listen now to the Word of God as we read from the Bible, beginning at 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 4. This was written to Christians. "Therefore we ourselves boast of you among the churches of God for your perseverance and faith in the midst of all your persecutions and afflictions which you endure. This is a plain indication of God's righteous judgment, so that you may be considered worthy of the kingdom of God for which indeed you are suffering. For after all, it is only just for God to repay with affliction those who afflict you, and to give relief to you who are afflicted, and to us as well, when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, dealing out retribution to those who do not know God and to those who do not obey the gospel of our Lord Jesus. And these will pay the penalty of eternal destruction away from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he comes to be glorified in his saints on that day, and to be marveled at among all who have believed. For our testimony to you was believed." 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Jesus said to his disciples, "Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew chapter 5, verses 10 through 12. Why do people persecute Christians? Jesus spoke about this to his disciples. Listen to what Jesus said as we read John chapter 15, beginning of verse 19. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Remember the word that I said to you, a slave is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also. But all these things they will do to you for my name's sake, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have not have sin. But now they have no excuse for their sin. He who hates me hates my Father also. But they have done this in order that the word may be fulfilled that is written in their law. They hated me without a cause. John chapter 15, verses 19 through 25. We need to remember the example of Jesus. Sinful men took the Son of God, beat him, spit on him, pushed thorns into his head, and even nailed him to the cross. Listen now to the word of God in 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. For you have been called for this purpose, since Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example for you to follow in his steps, who committed no sin, nor was any deceit found in his mouth. And while being reviled, he did not revile in return. While suffering, he uttered no threats, but kept entrusting himself to him who judges righteously. For he himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. For by his wounds you were healed. You see, Jesus set an example for us, that if we live righteous lives, then sinful people will persecute us because our lives condemn their lives. Saul, called the Apostle Paul, also set an example for us to follow. At Lystra, Paul was stoned and dragged out of the city, supposing him to be dead. Acts chapter 14, verse 19. Paul later returned, strengthening the souls of the disciples, encouraging them to continue in the faith and saying, through many tribulations we must enter the kingdom of God. Acts chapter 14, verse 22. In the second letter to the Corinthians, Paul told about the persecutions that he had endured. Listen to him. 5 times I received from the Jews 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 I was shipwrecked. A night and a day I have spent in the deep. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 25. Paul wrote to Timothy from prison in Rome while waiting to be killed for his faith in Christ. Listen now to Paul as recorded in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8 and following. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, descendant of David, according to my gospel, for which I suffer hardship, even to imprisonment as a criminal. But the word of God is not imprisoned. For this reason I endure all things for the sake of those who are chosen, that they also may obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus, and with it eternal glory. It is a trustworthy statement. For if we died with him, we shall also live with him. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 8 through 12. Paul, by inspiration of the Spirit of God, wrote more about persecution as he wrote in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. But you followed my teaching, conduct, purpose, faith, patience, love, perseverance, persecutions, sufferings, such as happened to me at Antioch, at Iconium, and at Lystra. What persecutions I endured, and out of them all the Lord delivered me. And indeed, all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 10 and 11. We can expect to be persecuted by evil men who do not know God, our Father, and His Son Jesus Christ. Our good lives show that they are sinners. We tell them that Jesus loves them and died for their sins. Evil men either repent or become angry with us. We need to preach the good news of eternal life to them because Jesus told us to do it. Wicked sinners who persecute Christians shall meet the wrath of God when Jesus comes to reap the earth with an army of angels. The wicked shall be judged and cast into the lake of fire and tormented day and night forever and ever. Everlasting punishment. Revelation chapter 20, verses 10 and 15. How will it go for you? Do you want to have eternal life or eternal punishment? Repent now. Jesus said, "If anyone wishes to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life shall lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's sake shall save it." Mark chapter 8, verses 34 and 35. The good news is that Jesus, Messiah, the Son of God, died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried, and He rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. Put your faith in Him. Confess your faith in Jesus, the Son of God. Turn away from your sins. Repent. Then you will need to be baptized, immersed, buried under the water in the name of Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. The churches of Christ salute you. Romans chapter 16, verse 16. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English course, a free Bible course, or free Bible lessons, write to Church of Christ, Post Office Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Post Office Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Welcome back next time. Have a good eternity. Hallelujah.